Wednesday night, we're learning Aaron Iris.
We're going to go weiter in Tosfos. We finished about Kusim. Now we're going to learn a Tosfos. You have to keep Cheshbon, because Tosfos is very interesting. How, you know, say if someone was Ma'anis, a girl, but Tosfos is going to use the process of elimination to whittle down possible cases and to ask a kasha. So we're in the Tosfos Divrei Maschil Ba'al HaKusis. We learned about Cheskes Avos last night. No, I'm sorry. We're going to learn the Tosfos Ba'al Eishes Ochiv. Ba'al Eishes Ochiv. Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel, the Porach B'Yerushalmi, Eishes Ochiv V'lo Yevoma Hilo Uzkukolo. Uma knas v'kore shayich ba. So that, it sounds like a weird kasha. Like Echi Tesi, we're talking about home and she's a yavama. But then you stop and think. We're talking about a basula. So right away you say, wait a second, how is she eishes ochiv if she's a basula? Because the whole mishnah is only talking about a basula. The whole knas is only by a basula. So she's eishes ochiv and she's a basula. So obviously, she doesn't have kids, so it must be talking about she was an arusa.
Well, we have Rashi first, right?
What?
We have Rashi first, to answer the question.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So it was just Kiddushin.
Okay.
So that's the point. When Yerushalmi asks, how come this Knas, she's a Yavama, and you get like taken aback by the question, because you say, well, Yavama, that's like one out of 1,000. But then when you whittle down the scenarios here, you realize that it's a good kasha, because she's a basula. So right away you know she doesn't have children. No children. Now, not only no children, and she was an arusa. Right, she was an arusa, because once she's in a sewer, you assume she's a bu'ula. So
wouldn't the issues be a little bit more serious than knas in this point? Somebody else's
it says
wife.
Right, and it's not just someone else's wife, but then it's kumli bedrabamine. You're right that it's more serious, but that's not so what? But it's talking about knas. But then there wouldn't be knas, because if she was someone else's wife, it would be misas bezdin, and it would be kumli bedrabamine. So she was divorced. So wait a second. So that's what the mission is looking for. So you could say she was divorced. So the Yerushalmi says, there were children from another wife. Right? The Iri b'meis mina erusin. If it's nesuin, then she's automatically considered to be a ba'ula. That's like almost like a legal status. It's not just an assumption and a presumption, but she has the legal status of a ba'ula once she's married. The Yerushalmi could have given a simple teretz. You have to know the din, that there's an Isra Eish HaSach even if the Gerushin. And you don't say, well, what do you mean? She's not an Eish HaSach, she's not an Eish HaSach anymore. So rather, when you learn your bumbus, you get into that sugya, and you learn like exactly what is Taka the Pshat, why it's still Osir even if the Gerushin. Chanan learns that once the issa was chal, it stays on. If there's no pasuk saying it goes off, so the issa stays on, even though she's not an eish hasach anymore. The Chanan learns. The Baba Meir Shiva took great issue with that. He said if she wouldn't have a shame eish hasach, then the issa would be poka. Certainly the issa would be poka. An issa does not remain without a siba. If Chazer would become Ois Chazer somehow magically, so then it would become Mutter. It's not Chazer. It's only Chazer that's Osir. It's only Eish HaSach that's Osir.
He held the new Easter?
He said, no, he held it. He said it. He brought Raya's that even if the Gerishin, if the Mitzvah, there's a vestige of Isha. It's what we call a vestige. And so she still is Eish HaSach.
She's about an Easter. That's coming up.
Yeah. The only one that does no Isser is Achos Isha. Okay. So, we have to configure the case. again, like when you first see the kasha, you're taken aback, but then as you use the process of elimination, you say, well, Shitaka doesn't have kids, and she has to be in a vesula, so why isn't she a yavama? So, next question. The kasha l'rib reb avram. L'rav papa d'mukiach masnisim b'mufut d'beperik ben tzayra or moira. It's very interesting. We learn the Mishnah, Elu Nairis Yeshlem Knas, and we learn with Rashi that it's talking about an oinus. And that's our assumption, we're talking about an oinus. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin brings our Mishnah and asks a very good question. There's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin that lists the people that you're allowed to kill. For example, the most common case we know of is you're allowed to kill a rodef, someone that's chasing someone to kill him. So you're allowed to kill him. So you say you're allowed to kill him to save the chasee, the nirda. But there are other cases there in the Mishnah. If someone's chasing a woman, an eishes ish, or an ayir marasa, someone's chasing her in order to be boyola, to be ma'anesa, it's an erva. So you're allowed to kill him to save her. That's you learn that from a pasuk. It's in the pasuk. As your loy tzo'aka, it says, how do you know she's not an oinus? And the pasuk says, because she didn't yell out. As much as she yelled out, ain't moshiela. The pasuk says, tzo'aka basadav ain't moshiela. She yelled out. No one was there to be moshiela. So the Gemara learns that ho'em yeshla moshia, moshia b'chol dover she'achol hoshia. She's allowed to even kill. So there's a Mishnah there. You're not allowed to kill someone going to be Mechal Shabbos. You're not allowed to kill him. But if someone's going to do a certain Aveira with someone, to use someone and make them like part of his Aveira, or going to kill him, then you're allowed to kill the person.
But they also bring the case there about chasing somebody who's going to one of the Arayah Miklat? No,
it's very specific about killing someone who's about to do some sort of Aveira. But not Staman Aveira, because you don't kill someone that's going to be Mechal Shabbos. The Rishonim speak to Satan Sanhedrin. You kill someone that's going to do an Aveira, like with someone, involving someone else, or to someone, like killing someone, being loyal to a woman. Okay. There's a din of Kamlei B'drabba Minei, which we're going to embark one of these days and start learning the sugya of Kamlei B'drabba Minei and Elu Nairis. Kamlei B'drabba Minei means when there's a, it's very, put very simplistically, if a person does an action which carries the penalty of Misa, Mrs. Besdin, then it does not incur also at the same time a money obligation. Kamlei B'drabba Minei, we're killing the guy, he did a severe aveira.
The Rav went about to say Mrs. Besdin?
Yeah, not Kares.
No, I know, but I mean, it could be Misa, not Besdin, right?
Misa B'day Shemayim.
No, in other words, I thought that, I'm sorry. Okay,
the name of the din is Misa's Besdin. The name of the din is Misa's Besdin. The Gemara's Mechadish in Sanhedrin, that Rodef, because everyone can kill him, is considered like, it's like Besdin Paskin Misa on him, because everyone's allowed to kill him. And a rodef, if he's, for example, a very big chiddush, while the person's being rodef someone to kill someone else, and he would be mazik property, he would not have to pay for the property. Because now he's in a state of being mechuyav misa, and when he's in an ongoing state of being mechuyav misa, he doesn't incur the monetary chiyuv. So that means now that if you're rodef after an erva, so you didn't have come with a job every day. So now Tosfos it. So the Gemara asks, one of the cases in the Mishnah, the Seifa, says Abal Bito. Abal Bito. So, why isn't there Kamlei B'drabba Minei? Why does he have to pay knas for? He should be Kamlei B'drabba Minei. We're talking about presumably an oinus. That means he was like chasing her. So that means at some point in time before the bia, he was he could have been killed. He had a din of a rodef. He's being ma'anis. What? Achoso. I started saying Bito because, but the kasha doesn't have to be from Bito. Bito is kamei b'drabim minei because it's Mrs. Bezdin. But the Gemara's kasha is direct from Achoso. Achoso does no kamei b'drabim minei because she's only b'hakores. Yeah. It's only kores. I'm reading from the Gemara Sanhedrin. The Gemara Sanhedrin is, so how could there be knas by Achoso? Presumably it's talking about Linus. Anoinis is chasing her. So we're talking about a chiyuv misa that he has. So that's kamei b'drabim minei. It should not be a chiyuv knas. That's the Gemara's kasha and Sanhedrin on our mission. How could there be a chiyuv knas? It's talking about ma'anis achoso. So at some point in time, anybody's allowed to kill him. Whether they killed him or not is not relevant. They're allowed to kill him. He had a din to be killed. So there's a few terutzim in the Gemara.
It's a
kash
on the whole
sefer.
The whole sefer.
I don't know, any errors.
All the errors, they're in the sefer.
Achoso, achosishto, yeah, they're all right. So Rav Papa, among many other answers, says the Mishnah is talking about mefadah, not ones. Talking about mefadah, there's no din of roidif. You're not roidif to kill someone, even if it's an erba. But if it's done by mutual consent, you can. Yes, the Mishnah's Kiddush is no din of erba. That's the Mishnah's Kiddush. That's our Mishnah. What? That's the words of the Mishnah. Shafa Bishayn Ba'an Korei, Saint Behem Mrs. Bezal. But now the Gemara points out there has to be also no Misa. Because Misa creates Kamla Bidrabimine, Rodeth. So Rav Papa's answer is the Mishnah is talking about a Mafata, not an onus.
In this case though, where's the punishment for the woman? I mean, does she
courage.
Okay.
It's only the punishment for the woman when she does an Abeira.
Right, but still we're giving her, for lack of any other term, a reward.
Well, the Gemara, yes, that's what the Mishnah says. The Gemara is saying she shouldn't get it. It's admittedly only because of coming with job. By the way, it doesn't go to Holocaust to the father. And we're talking about ones. So our Papa answers is talking about Mefata. Because ones went off the moment, it's on the phone. So our Papa answers we're talking about Mefata. Mefata, and the mailer is he's on a road there. Wait, we're not up to Bito yet. We're talking about Achos, we're talking about our Mishnah. Right, he's talking about Mefata, and there's no. Again, you don't kill the guy because he's about to do an Aveira. You kill the guy because he's about to do an Aveira and force it upon someone else. So if she's Mefata, there's no problem.
But does she agree?
She agrees. She's not a right.
But it's like a forced agreement because it's still
maybe, but it's certainly enough to that he's not a road day. He's not a road.
No, you're not gonna. No
one's allowed to kill him.
Right.
Koyd him amaisa.
Not
gonna. Right. So this is not a road day. So that's our problem. Now, Tosis says if we're talking about Mufuta, and again, Tosis knows the process of elimination. So. Says the kasha the reeb Rav Avram. Rav Papa the book Yachmas Nisim. Perik Ben Sori Ramoira. So we're not on the foot there. Tikshi. The hechi havi motziv upmi hachi. How could we say it's talking about what we just said that? Maybe it was Makarish or she died with no erisin, right? Remember that's what we said, that's what we're talking about, so that it shouldn't be the Yavama problem. So that means this Bava, this lumping together of all of these ladies. So there you're allowed to have. If they would all be pastors b'chadamachta in one case. Same case. So we're talking about this Arsav and his Garisha, Knossa Liatzma. That's a weird din. Too bad. We learn now from a Pasuk that if a woman was this arisom in this garish, you can see the kala. It could be someayach with the kala. I think she, is there a kala there washing? Let me put on my glasses.
Yeah.
Someayach. There's the chasan kala. Look, you can eat the someayach now.
No.
Look. Maybe you should. The Vatlan Talmud Torah, Lachnosis Kala. Nope. Okay, we'll leave them alone. I'm sure they don't want to. Why do they have to come upstairs to what? Oh, then maybe they're in the Yichud room. My office is the Yichud room. They probably put in food, they're probably washing. Tell them not to hang around there so much. People want to stare at them. It's not every day we have a girl in a white gown standing in the lobby. So Nochamo, this is like, it's a simple cheshbon, you have to keep cheshbon. He's like, Taita says, wait a second. Rav Papin Sanhedrin says the Mishnah is talking about Mefata. Okay? We just made a whole convoluted thing that is talking about Nisarasov and Nisgarasha. Right? Or maybe the husband died. Right? Now, as luck would have had it, we find later in the Perek, based on the Drosha of Psukim, don't ask me, I can't give you a rationale. Take a Hirsch Chumash, maybe you'll see a rationale. I don't know what fair the rationale. If a woman is Nisarasov and Nisgarasha, I mean, she's still a Basuva, and she's had a rough life. She's still
a Nara, right?
She's still between the age of 12 and 12 and a half. She already has a history, she already has a long history. Her biography already will take up a big. She's already Nisarasov and Nisgarasha.
She gets the
knas, not the father. There's actually three shittos in the Gemara. There is no knas. There is knas, but it goes to her, not the father. And there's a third sheet in the brisa that it goes to the father. Okay? But that's like a yochid, shita. Something's fishy about it. The Gemara learns out from a pasuk. Either there is no knas or knas aliyatsu. So Taisu says, let's connect the dots. The pashas is it's knas aliyatsu. Obviously, we're talking about this knas. Forget about the sheet that there is no knas, because we just said that's the case of a Mishnah. So there obviously is knas. Now connect the dots. If knas ala atzma, and it was mafat there, then Tosfos assumes when a girl is mispat there, so she's moichel any monetary obligations to her that might ensue from this act. So Bishlomo, when the father gets the knas, you say, what is that? Every mafata in the world, how come there's a payment? The answer is, she's not the balabos. The father's the balabos. All the money goes to the father. So she's not a balabos to Ninoicha. This is the pashas. We're going to get into these things. Today is just to break the ground. So she can't be Moichel, the father. The father's money. But here it's her money. Because she was the size of an Asgarsha. And if we take that case, because the Yerushalmi said otherwise she's a regular Yabama. So all the cases must be talking about Nisarasov and Nisgarasha. Because they're all Mechodamachta, they're all one case. Rav Papin Sanhedrin says it's talking about a Mufuta, or else you got a problem with Broida from Kamla B'Dravani Nei. So add up the equation, and you get a problem. And you get the problem that she was Moichel. How could there be any Chi of Momin by this case? If it's talking about the Sarsa and the Sgarsha, and that's the Atzma, so then by Mephata there should be no obligation. That's Tosfos Kasha. The Kasha to be involved, according to our Papa, the Bukiach Masisim by Mephata, Tikshech, it must look the way we just said, on the Sarsa and the Sgarsha, can also the Atzma. The Chiba the Atzma, Mephuta ain't Loknas. Did that mean a big Gemara? Tosfos proves. You know, don't think Mefata is like an oinus. Mama, she talked her into it. Right? She knew what she was doing, she talked her into it. So there's a mechila on all the class. You can't go afterwards and ask for a penalty. Maybe our Mishnah holds like that third sheet, the lurking, the knosel of Viha, that it's a regular case. And he doesn't hold it to a different case at all. We still have a problem with the Seifa. Now wait a second, he says. Lavi, the Imlaatzma, Tikshalay the Mochla. So Manushach, in other words, who gets the knas? What kind of a case is the Mishnah talking about? If it's talking about where the father gets the knas, so then every Abal Bito, even if he's Ma'anisha, he wanted to do this, so he gets the knas, so there wouldn't be any knas. It would be automatic Mechila if he's the perpetrator. If the perpetrator was the one that gets the money, then there's no knas. And if, wait, what? So Elamai is talking about.
It says Kibbutz Rav Meni is what the Gemara says, right?
Yeah, the Mishnah says.
The Mishnah says.
Says the reason there's no class by Baal Bitra is because of Kamei Vidav Minei. So he's saying, wait a second, if you hold that Knossel Atzma, right, so then Monoshech, how could a Baal Bitra ever have class? Forget about Kamei Vidav Minei.
That also makes no sense.
What?
Ava Bita?
That's a case in the Mishnah.
So
it says the reason he's partner is because of Kamei Bidav Minei. So that's what the Tosfos is asking. Mimonoshach. How could it say Bita in the Mishnah? The Chayav of Ava Bita is no Knas because he did it. He's the perpetrator.
Oh, either case.
So
either if it's Kamei Bidav Minei.
What?
Even if it's Kamei Bidav Minei.
Yes, right, question. Right. What do you call that? Elamai, you'll make a convoluted case like we just did for a different reason. And it's talking about Nisgarshav and Nisarsa, she was Mugwen Dekhairsav. So then, presumably, Knossel La'atzma. So then, Vaiter Shver, she was Meichel, and she was Mufutta. Elamai goes to the father. The father was certainly Meichel when he was Boyle. Like, how could there be a case of Baal Bito in the Mishnah that talks about that he.
Why do they need Kimmel Ibn Rabi then?
So right.
Why say the
right.
reason Kimmel Ibn Rabi? Right. Without Kimmel Ibn Rabi, then there could be no class.
Just plain common sense. He was the boil. Who's he going to pay to? He's a Shlomo Michael. He knows it.
But you don't need Kimmel Ibn Rabi.
But for that type of relationship.
Why do you need Kimmel Ibn Rabi for?
But even with Kimmel Ibn Rabi, how would that work?
Potter.
Knas to who?
He's Potter. Well, that's the class. I mean, the kind of, why do you, that's the same way, you're just asking it in different words. You say, even without Kamei Bidav Minei, be Potter.
Right.
And then you say, what do you mean Kamei Bidav Minei? But there is no Rabba Minei. Okay. Just different ways to express the kasha. So Monoshach, if it's Knossel Atzmo, you got a problem. If it's Knossel Odia, you got a problem. What's the case of Baal Bitoy? Based on a Gemara later, that if the father dies, or if the Isha becomes a Begeris before the Hamad Bedin, what happens if a guy does something class, you drag him to bed. So before there was the Hamad Bedin, the girl's not here anymore, or she became a Begeris. So the Gemara says,
What's that case?
If she changed, she became independent, either through the father dying or through her becoming a Begeris before the Hamad Bedin. Dushami says she gets the knas. Yeah. Now she's an independent person. She's going within, right? So now she gets transformed and it becomes her knas. We'll see about it later. Right now, Tosfos just wants to make a point. So you can't be talking about mafata,
right?
You can't be talking about mafata. If you maneuver the Mishnah to be talking about that Knossel La'atzma, he's just dealing with the Monoshach. Knossel La'atzma, Knossel La'via. If Knossel La'via, Baal Bita doesn't make any sense. I'm a footer. If Baal La'atzma, then the whole thing, right? If Knossel La'atzma, then they can't be talking about Mufuta.
So are we still talking about
We're still trying to figure out what's the case. Rishalmi says it could be talking about a case where it becomes harmony, that it becomes like harmony before the Amod Bedin. Bogra before the Amod Bedin. Meis Ha'av before Amod Bedin. You can't be Mekayim the Pusik.
What cases do Rishalmi make a Yukimta in?
The Yukimta of. The Yerushalmi says, the Yerushalmi wants to know Baal Bito, Monofshach.
Yerushalmi's talking about Baal Bito.
Right. Here. Umi Yerushalmi Mukila.
So the Yerushalmi's trying to answer for
a Baal Bito. Yeah. So he says that.
This is all just according to the Rebbe, one opinion.
Yeah.
We're
trying to work everything out according to everybody. No, but there's big chidush mitzvah. Next week in Mitzvah Shemot, tomorrow night, we'll start. We'll go into the lumdus of this mechila, and you'll see that it comes out of this discussion. A lot of yesodos, and when you can be moichel, when you can't be moichel yet. Now we're just learning the building blocks of the sugyuch. Yibushami mukulak shabo olat shameis umeis vodanash leibogur ubogra, so it's knosol liatzma. So she gets it. So you don't have the kasha of a Baal Bito. You don't have a kasha of what he need come and be davening for. It's her money. We ask the kasha when he come and be davening for it. It's his money. So he was Michael when he did the act. So it's talking about it goes to her.
But we're talking about Mafuta.
So we're still stuck.
Are we still talking about Mafuta?
Still talking about Mafuta.
So if the money goes to her, she's Michael.
What? No, but then it was the father still. When the act happened and she was mochel, she had no right to be mochel. Because the kenas was going to the father then.
But now it comes to her.
And now it's going to her.
To din.
So now we say, Kabbalah B'dabimineh, so it was never a chil.
Why does she
get the money? Because Mufuta, that's Tosis' point. That Mufuta can't help you if the class goes to the father. If you're right? If Knossel Avia, we didn't have a problem, right? The problem was if Knossel Atzma, so she was Moichel. If Knossel Avia, then she can't be Moichel, a Chayv that goes to the father.
Right, but if it's to herself, we said it's also a problem because she, like, agreed, you know, it's not on.
Right. So Rishalmi says we're talking about Knossel Avia. So at that point in time, she could not be Mochel. Now something happened that it became Knossel Atzma. So now we say, no. It's Kamli B'Dabimineh, and she can't get any money. Kamli B'Dabimineh is objective. That's just a case that the legal status changed. And now she gets the money. She became a Bulgaris. There's a chiddush in the Gemara later.
At the time of the Maisa, she wanted a father.
Right.
And then something happened that it goes to her. Things could happen in those 6 months, we'll call it. Things could happen that the class, that she becomes the Baal Hazdover and the class goes to her.
So we don't look at the.
So the fact is not a problem.
But we don't look at the time of the crime, we look at the time of the settlement.
Right. So now, but except. Except for the, we don't have the problem of Mufata anymore, because at the time of the crime, when she was Mufuta, belonged to the father. She had no right to waive the payment. It belongs to the father. If it belongs to the father, what do you mean Baal Bito? How could there be a chi of a Baal Bito that you need to come and dominate? Terence says now it belongs to her. It's a big chiddush because that means at the time of the action, it's a little strange case. At the time of the action, l'chayre he should be partner because the money goes to him and he did it. So there should be no chiyuv. But yet Tosfos assumes that the chiyuv will re-pop up when it becomes knasa la'atzma. That's a big chiddush. You would say if b'shas ma'isa, there's no chiyuv because he did it to himself. It's his own chiyuv, and he did it, so it doesn't reawaken later.
Didn't we also say that according to Shita, that at the time she gets the money, so then she's
the balas davar.
She's machla. She's machla because there's mefusa.
No,
that.
That's only true if it goes to her at the time of the beer. We're going when it goes to the father at the time of the beer. Then it changed the status.
Why at the
her.
Time of the beer do we say machla?
She can't be my the father's money. Money goes to the father.
And according to Shita, the money goes to her.
No, we're not going like that, Shita.
But when we did, why did we say...
What?
When we did, why did we say... we said, oh, in other words, we held Masha.
It says it has to go according to the Mandiyoma that it goes to the father. You then, must say that it goes to the father. That this Mandiyoma holds, the size of his garsha goes to the father. So that's why we don't care if it's Mufuta. She has no right to be money for the father's money.
And why did she get the money if she agreed to do it? She wasn't honest. It wasn't honest.
Where do you see she gets the money?
But it doesn't go to the father. She get it.
When? Only if she's a Bagra.
No, but if she became a Bulgaris?
Yeah. I understand. At the time, I understand. But now...
She became a Bulgaris, so then Lachari, she has the best of both worlds. At the time when she was Moichel, she couldn't be Moichel because it wasn't her money. So, and now she wants the money. Now it goes to her. Now she becomes the balas davar. So she wants the money
but
now.
Going on an act that she agreed to do.
But that agreement was meaningless because at that time it belonged to the father. That's going to be the longest here.
We
can spend a week on this.
Yeah.
What? No, that's a chiddush that we learn out from Sukkah. I don't know, or maybe more says it before, I don't know. That if her status changes, then she... That's a sugi in the fourth parent. The name of the sugi is Ishtani Dina, Ishtani Ktala. That's the name of the sugi. When your legal status changed, does the din change also along with it? You did the act yesterday.
Let's say bar mitzvah. Where the father takes it out of
here. No.
I'll
tell you what the Gemara says. A bar mitzvah boy that was a ben soira moira, and before they took him to din, he got too old to be a soira moira, he goes free. Right now, his legal status doesn't let you be mechayev, even though the action was done when you could be mechayev. Okay, this is the that's an assumption. The chiddush of Tosfos is that so then. The fact that she agreed she was mufate was meaningless because at that time it belonged to the father. But then she underwent this legal transformation, so now she could collect the money.
She could only collect the money as long as the din hadn't been murdered.
Yeah, there was no.
She can't go back afterwards. She said, "I'm now."
Very true.
Okay.
So now, so the chayrus she could collect the money. So it says, "Kamli b'drabamine." So that's the yukimta. That's why we need "Kamli b'drabamine" by mufuta for such a case.
What's our mission?
Right. Because of "Kamli b'drabamine." So Tosfos is saying a lot of chidushim. Another shverakite Tosfos is the other way. That Tosfos assumes that if the father was Baal Bito, so even though at the time he did it, the money was coming to him, and he did it willingly, so he was like Moichel himself, the money, still Tosfos assumes that when she, if her legal status changes, she can now demand the money. That's a very big kiddush. Yeah, that's another case. If the father died before the Amud Bedin, she could ask it from the Yorushim.
Once the father died.
Without Kamli Bedrabimine, she would go to the Yorushim and demand it. She would collect it from the estate. But because of Kamli Bedrabimine, she can't. Another point. We can solve all the problems by the Chiddush and Yerushalmi that a Mufuta, even if all the money goes to herself, and he's mafata her, she still gets boishus ufagam. That she never meant to be moichel. I'm sorry. Pumfaker. She gets knas. Knas, she can't be moichel. Knas is like a penalty. Probably the pshat is she's not a balos dover to be moichel. A knas is like I told you. You pay a traffic fine. So who do you pay it to? The city. There's no real reason to pay it to the city. A fine, they could have said, take $50 out of your pocket or $100 out of your pocket and tear it up and throw it into the ocean. Right? We're fining it. That's already, it's not automatically logical that the money goes to someone. Because if it's a knas, it's a fine. I'd say a fine. A fine is a punishment, like malchus. It's an onus. So really, I think the perfect onus would be tear up the money and throw it in the garbage. So it's a punishment. We're taking away $50 from you. So that's still the pshat. Even though the Torah said give it to someone, but it's still called a knas, a punishment.
But if in this case that her status changes, if her status changes, it doesn't have any effect on when he did the act.
Right. I'm trying to explain Tosis. Tosis says that by a mefuta, she can't be Michael the Knaz. I'm trying to explain why. Because you're not really the balabas over the Knaz. You're just like the pushka box that the guy's supposed to put into. The real Knaz is like to put into the pushka box, and you're the pushka box. But you're not enough of a balabas to be able to be Michael, to be able to, that's... Okay,
what should we look at?
What?
Myron
McComas.
Myron McComas.
Okay, hold on. The Mishnah, you want to write it down? The Mishnah Lamelech, and Ishus Chav Gimel Aleph, Divrei Amazchel v'Ra'isi l'Haran. Wait, start off with... Look at the Ran. On Yud-Dalet Amalalos B'Dapei Harif. What he says, B'Shem the Ramban. There's a Ran B'Shem Ramban on Yud-Dalet Amalalos B'Dapei Harif. Okay? Learn that Ran. There's a Mishnah L'Melech that discusses that Ran. In Il-Chazishus Dachav Gimel Ichazishus Perik of Gimel Halacha Aleph Divrei Amazchel V'Ra'isi L'Haran. Okay, and there's a choice in Reish Zayin Sifkot Ches that will be seen. Ketzos Achosha.